Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWD. Marlene, you need to be chastised. No. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been, Marlene Levy. And I think I have to go back. I think Dan has thrown me off.
I know, between you and Marlene. Marlene's over here painting nudes.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're back on the air.
It doesn't matter. She's quite the artist, and I support
her. Oh, they're beautiful. I have them in the trunk. You can come outside and look at my
nudes. You have nudes in your trunk.
The nude pictures are in my trunk.
In my nudes.
For seniors, the Art Guild in Port Washington wonderful what you can do at the Art Guild. And they do have a class.
Honestly, where is it? I'm not serious.
On Port Washington Boulevard, near the North Hempstead Golf Course or whatever it is.
Oh, okay, down there. Okay.
All the way up there. And it's a wonderful, wonderful facility in an old house. And they have exhibitions. But the classes that they have, you know, it's, I'd say, half are seniors that go there for the classes. Painting, acrylic, pencil. For the courses and for joining, yes. There is a fee for it. It depends on what you want to do. The exhibitions, no. But you could just walk in there.
Okay, that's fine. So if a senior wants to go and look around,
if you
want
to join nudes, or if you want to know what a nude looks like, there's men and women nudes, and you sit there.
If you're a senior, I think you know what they look like.
Well, this is really intricate. When you're painting them or you're penciling, you bring your own acrylics or your pencils. And you sit in a room with a bunch of wonderful people, and you're very, very serious drawing the anatomy.
I get that 100%.
It's really phenomenal. Okay, that's an I'm not. Talking.
I like it. No, you know what I think is really cool though, Marlene. I mean, I have to give it to her. She, first of all, she's like Miss Port Washington. She could like tell you a list of all these different things to do in Port Washington. But I think it's great because Marlene is out there, and she's certainly active, and she's more active than a lot of. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I'm up there as a senior. I'm not a young senior. Yeah. I'm an older senior. Yeah. So
She's an amazing senior.
What you're saying is most important thing. Seniors have to go to these different things.
And
it might be too expensive, like Caroline said. You may not be able to, but you can go to the exhibit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to become a member to draw. Go to the exhibit once in a while.
Mm-hmm. But in North Hempstead, I mean, you know, you really should take advantage of these things because there are so many different events and programs. I mean, like just every week when we announce things, there's certainly, you know, stuff for everyone to do. And like you said, some things have a fee, some things don't have a fee. But you could always find something great to do. And what I'm excited that we're doing another one, we just did one in October.
So many different things. I just want to say one thing. In Kenya, with various meat dishes, there's 163 different type of various meat animal dishes.
Wow. I didn't even know. That's like a lot. Wow.
That's a lot. I know we have fish.
Alligators, snake, that, and the other thing.
We have fish in this country.
Well, let's throw fish in there, too, I'm sure.
But to have alligators.
163.
Yeah, she also said ants. Is that
ants, too, ants.
Yeah,
roaches.
Everybody eats ants.
Fleas, gnats, ticks.
And the things that fly.
163.
Bees.
Work with me, dear.
Wonderful. 163. Great. Okay, we get all your injections, you go to Kenya, and you eat all your food.
So 163 days till Christina's birthday.
Oh, see, there it is.
It's coming.
You said work with me. Oh,
yeah,
dense.
She just, yeah.
Dense.
It's okay.
Okay.
She just thought you were getting, you know, giving great information, as always.
Okay. Well, you were. Twofold.
163
is your birthday.
Yep, so it's coming.
Wow.
We have to. We didn't. The half one got all messed up, but that's fine. So now we're going to have to come up with something in the middle here.
Oh, I like
it. So there'll be a surprise someplace
along the
line.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, throw it in. I like it.
I know that.
Keep me on my toes. I'm into it. Back to North Hempstead news. We are doing another discovery walk. This one is going to be on November 7th over at Manhasset Bay Park and Outdoor Nautical Art Museum. Mm. It's really great. So it's actually going to be given by the Village of Port Washington North Mayor, Bob Weitzner.
Oh, Bob, okay.
And he will be giving a tour of that and then the museum. And there's different mosaics, metal sculptures, carved in bronze statues, murals, kinetic art, rain gardens. So you'll get a bit of history on this tour.
That's a Saturday or a Sunday?
It is Thursday, November 7th.
because everybody's retired.
The tour begins at 11 a.m.
Yep, everybody's retired.
So I think it should
that
be.
Sounds good.
But you need to call 311 to reserve your spot. So make sure you do that because, you know, registration is required and limited. So definitely check that out. Also, there are some spots available for the Thank You to Our Veterans breakfast that we do every year. It's going to be on Friday, November 1st. The program begins at 9 o'clock at Clint G. Martin Park. Supervisor Boz will be there. It's a wonderful breakfast. There are speakers, and it's really just it's such a beautiful event because it's just all the better, and their spouses, and it's a really great reason to celebrate and thank our vets for
their
service.
I've heard so much about that breakfast. I've never gone
to it. It's really beautiful. It's such a beautiful, it's packed.
I shouldn't go to it. I'm a veteran. But, yeah, everybody, it's filled up.
Yes.
And they everybody enjoys it.
No, absolutely. So please, you know, if you are a veteran or you're married to a veteran, please check that out. And for all you puppy people out there, this is the first Halloween. You heard me correctly. It is a doggy Halloween. The North Hempstead is doing a doggy Halloween festival and pet costume contest. It is a free event. There's going to be music, crafts, fun characters, a photo booth, giveaways, and more.
It's like a new low.
Yeah. It's going to be on
Excuse
Saturday.
Me, what do you mean a new low? Could you? Oh, come on.
It's adorable.
I'm only kidding.
It's at the Tully, it's at the Tully Park.
Is it a boy or girl?
Park.
Girl.
Oh, okay.
A Bridget.
Are you going to bring her to the dog park?
I'm thinking about this. I'm going to put her in a princess outfit.
I love it.
I would. She's beautiful.
And there will be prizes given to for the best dog costumes and best human and dog duo costumes. So if you really want to step it up, you can match your dog. But it's really nice.
You don't have a pet, do you? Otherwise, you'd win.
I do not. No, I do
not. Might get one for the day.
My mom has a little cat. That's what we have. But we dress Whitey up at home. But what's really nice is that Tully Park has a beautiful dog park that just launched, I think, last year, actually. It's really great. Then, you know, like I said, North Hempstead really just takes care of
Well, you know what's
everyone.
Cool about this? It's cute. I'm not saying it's bad. Yeah. It brings people's attention to the park.
Absolutely.
So you know there's a park for your dogs. That's the most important part of this is you're going to look at it and say, what is this for the dogs? But we have a beautiful park and I've heard about it.
Second issue.
Yeah.
For seniors, pets. Pets keep you healthy.
I agree.
Pets help you with your health altogether.
Good point.
So, and many single seniors and married seniors have pets. Very important part of their home.
No, that's right. So, you know, we've had that
important
segment on the show
because
it really is so important.
It is. Pets.
Especially a senior who is by himself. And when you hear these amazing stories of these pets that can remind you, I mean, these dogs that can remind you when to take your pills. I mean, it's like these amazing things that can go on.
They can sense sickness, too.
Absolutely.
If they're...
Well, so definitely check that out. There's a lot of Halloween fun things going on.
Oh, my God, it's so much. It really is.
You can call 311 or 869-6311 for any of that as well. I want to remind people also to please register for the Medicare Part D, which plan is right for you. We had Danielle Ezzo on the show last week.
Last week. Yeah, over near the section.
So she's actually going to be one of our speakers at our conference. She's from St. John's University, and she's going to bring her whole team of people. And you literally can sit down with each person, and it's a private session, and you can bring a list of all your medications, and they'll work with you as to what really is the best plan for you and the amount of money that is saved. I mean, and Danielle last week was just so phenomenal.
She was very good.
She knows so much about this, and we're going to have a bunch of dates throughout. November 7th, it'll be at Clinton G. Martin Park. November 12th, it'll be at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. November 14th, it'll be at Great Neck Social Center. And November 19th, it'll be at the Port Washington Adult Activity Center. You need to call and register, though, because, like I said, there's individual appointments.
I just want to throw in here very quickly, don't think you can do this by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the error you – one error – and I say every time, I'm not on Medicare, but it makes a difference, but I take a pill that's $12,000 a month. And if you pick the wrong one when that time would come for me, I'm screwed.
Absolutely.
So you got to sit down with the people who know, and if you hit the wrong button, you hit the wrong button. So it's important.
No, you're really right. You know, and people are so shocked by the amount of money that they can save. You know, and a lot of people, too, sometimes let's be like, oh, I'll just stay in the plan, you know, whatever, you know, it kind of rolls over. But you know, you could really find out what works best for you. And the fact this is free, you know, and you can meet with someone one-on-one, I think is so wonderful. So
I agree.
Definitely check that out. And you could also see her at the conference, too, which is nice. Also want to remind people that on October 31st at the Hillside Public Library, part of the educational series, What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home, will be there. And that will be from the building department. We'll be hosting this seminar, which I also encourage people to go to. You can find out what permits are needed, certificates, you know, so you could ask and hear other people's questions, which I think is wonderful as well.
And the important thing there, I'm going to specify, is you don't want to have your house ready for sale and buy the new house in Florida or wherever you want to go and then have your house rejected because it doesn't have a CO.
Absolutely.
You have to look into these things in advance or your whole deal could go out the window.
No, and that's another thing. You know, you have access to people to ask your direct questions to and hear 100%. Questions from other people. So it's certainly something that I encourage everyone to check out. And just a little plug also for the film festival, the North Hempstead Civil Rights Movement documentary will be showing on November 9th at 2 p.m. So it's
and
a free
who did that? I know who did it, but I can't remember his name.
Alan, yeah.
Who does our TV stuff.
Which theater again are they showing?
So that is going to be at the Soundview Cinema in Port Washington. And this is free screening.
That's
so
a free screening.
And free parking. A lot of parking
absolutely.
At the Soundview Cinema.
Yes.
That's it. We've had another wonderful show. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.